Bud Light marketing exec Daniel Blake on leave after Dylan Mulvaney ad campaign. By Paul Bois on April 24, 2023. Daniel Blake, who oversees marketing for Anheuser-Busch's mainstream brands, has taken a leave of absence following the backlash from the Dylan Mulvaney Bud Light advertising campaign. As Breitbart News reported, Bud Light Vice President of Marketing Alyssa Heinerscheid had already taken a leave of absence for her role in pushing the ad featuring transgender Dylan Mulvaney. Now it appears her boss Daniel Blake has joined her. Given the circumstances, Alyssa has decided to take a leave of absence, which we support, an Anheuser-Busch spokeswoman told the Wall Street Journal. Daniel has also decided to take a leave of absence. Sources indicated the two executives did not take a voluntary leave of absence and Ab InBev named another executive to replace Heinerscheid. Mr. Blake, who oversees marketing for Budweiser and Bud Light, has worked at Anheuser-Busch for nearly 9 years. The company didn't announce a replacement for Mr. Blake, noted Wall Street Journal. The brewer said Friday that Todd Allen, most recently global vice president of Budweiser, would take over Ms. Heinerscheid's role. Heinerscheid came under scrutiny following the Dylan Mulvaney ad after video surfaced of her on a podcast earlier this year that she aimed to shift Bud Light away from its fratty base. "I had a really clear job to do when I took over Bud Light. It was, this brand is in decline, it's been in decline for a really long time. And if we do not attract young drinkers to come and drink this brand, there will be no future for Bud Light," she said. Heinerscheid said the brand reimagining meant shifting the tone. "It means having a campaign that's truly inclusive and feels lighter and brighter and different and appeals to women and to men." Anheuser-Busch CEO Brendan Whitworth said the company never meant to be part of a discussion that divides people in a lengthy statement published last week. As the CEO of a company founded in America's heartland more than 165 years ago, "I am responsible for ensuring every consumer feels proud of the beer we brew," Whitworth wrote, adding that the company has a proud history supporting our communities, military, first responders, sports fans and hardworking Americans everywhere. "We never intended to be part of a discussion that divides people," the statement continued. "We are in the business of bringing people together over a beer." Mulvaney responded to the backlash on an episode of the iHeartMedia podcast Onward with Rosie O'Donnell, saying he has become an easy target because he is still new to this. "I think going after a trans woman who has been doing this for 20 years is a lot more difficult," said Mulvaney. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed on Tubi, Google Play, YouTube Movies, or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.